Here is Mike S. from El Cajon.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm an alcoholic. And I want to start off by saying I'm grateful to be here tonight. I consider it a privilege to be asked to do. That's it. He rang the bell. I'm done. Thanks. I consider it a privilege to be asked to do anything in AA and to be of service, and that's what I'm doing here tonight. And I also want to welcome all of you that introduced yourself as new. Welcome. And to know around a year, that's awesome. And I kind of thought it was a little hokey at this meeting. You guys have, you raise your hand if you're an alcoholic. And I find myself every time I'm here, I don't normally sit in the front, so I'm usually in the back because I like to watch. And I'm always looking for that person that's maybe, I don't know, maybe. And I want to let you know you're welcome here too. You know, I have a friend, Charlie, that's also a fellow alcoholic. And he sums up best. He says, you know, if your liquor drinking is doing things to you instead of for you, you may be an alcoholic. And I relate to that, I just want to let you know you're welcome here if you think you have a problem with alcohol. And I knew I had a problem with alcohol early on, but I'm very prideful, and I know that I can fix it, and there's time, and I can manage and control my drinking. And that never seemed to be the case. I was introduced to AA at a very early age, and just wasn't for me. I couldn't fathom that I'd be alcoholic. I couldn't control it. And I really like to think I'm different and unique, and my problems are so special. But I'm actually, that big book actually describes me perfectly on page 21 and 22. You know, I'm a real Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And when I drink, you know, strange and tragic things happen. And any of the stories or the funny things that happen are just me boasting and being prideful. What really happens is I'm a user, a taker, and ultimately a heartbreaker. And I continue to do that over and over again to the people in my life. And I'm always sorry, and I'll do better next time. But it just doesn't seem to happen, and I can't figure it out. And I can't stop drinking. I've had a lot of attempts to stop drinking, and I get a little bit of sobriety behind me, and I think I got it. You know, I got a lot of knowledge of my condition, and the big book talks about that. And I go out and I drink again, and nothing really changes. What happened for me was I in and out of AA and institutions, and I started feeling hopeless, and I pretty much burned every bridge in my life, and nobody really wanted me around. And I always like to say that how I got back this time, because I have relapsed. I have in and out is part of my story. I haven't had a relapse for quite some time now, and I'm grateful for that. But I got back in here. You know, my wife was here, and she let me back in, and she was the only one willing to let me in, and pretty much gave me the stipulation that if she even thought I was drinking, I was done, and I was going to do it this time. And she'd heard that a couple times before in the past, and it never amounted to much. So I went back to this meeting to get my court slip signed because I was forging it. And, you know, I was drunk because at that point, I kind of had to get drunk to go to an AA meeting. That's kind of was my deal. And, you know, the hand of AA was there, and I wasn't looking to get sober at that point. But there was something inside that was different that broke for me. I knew that I was angry all the time. I was miserable, and I don't know if any of you ever felt like that. But if you feel hopeless and that nothing's going your way, and you know, I always thought it was your guys' fault or my situations of why I was alcoholic. And if you had my problems, you had to drink. And I come to find out that you know I'm an alcoholic because when I put alcohol into my body, I don't know what will happen. You know, there's that phenomenon of craving that sets in, and the doctor's opinion lays out real perfect for me what an alcoholic is. I don't believe that any condition that has happened to me in my life made me an alcoholic. I react differently, and I don't debate that fact anymore. I'm an alcoholic. The good news is you guys showed me that there was hope, and in that meeting there was a gentleman who stuck his hand out, and he offered me to go to another meeting, and he seemed like really excited, like to help me out, and I thought I might be doing him a bigger favor if I like helped him out, and all right, I'll go to your meeting, and introduced me to a fellowship and some other guys, and I'd been in and out of AA, and I'm real good at learning the lingo and fitting in and saying all the right things, and because I really like to look good. You know, I figure if I look good and I'm doing the right thing, you know, I'm going to be good, and somehow that never worked out for me. But nevertheless, I still like to look good. So I went to these meetings, and I met a bunch of group of guys, and I started, like, getting busy in the steps, and what happened for me is, like, I wasn't drinking for a while, and I was angry. I was even more angrier than anything, and my sponsor told me that, you know, I didn't have a solution, that alcohol was, like, but it was a symptom of my disease, and AA was here to offer a solution. And so I got busy, and I'm a taker. I like to take what people have, and that was no different when I came in here. I didn't want to drink again. I was scared. I didn't want to let anybody know how scared I really was. I didn't know I was fearful when I got here, but I was really scared. I was fearful of everything. I didn't know how to live life. I didn't know how to be a husband. I didn't know how to be a father. I certainly didn't know how to be a friend or a really good employee. All I knew how to do was what I felt was best for me. And they told me that, you know, I had to kind of do for other people and be of maximum service. That's what I did. You know, and I got busy in these steps. And for me, hardest part for me is, because I could come in, I can get to the third step and I can, you know, write some little petty inventory. But I never did that second part of that first step. It was clear to me this time that, like, my life was unmanageable. I wasn't managing very well. I'd heard something different this time. I'm so blessed, the group of guys I fell into. They kind of, like, cared more about my recovery than my precious little feelings and my pride. And they told me, you know what, if you want to drink, go drink. But if you don't, we have a solution for that. And they didn't just get up and tell me what to do. Go do this, go do this. They actually showed me. You know, they took time. My sponsor took time. He was a busy guy, and he took time to sit with me. Anytime I called, he answered. I had some crying about some other thing and this and that. And he sat there and listened to me. But he ultimately, you know, kept me focused. Like, where are you out on the steps? How's your prayer life? What's this doing? Are you writing that inventory? Where's these amends at? And I was like, man, that's not really what I'm talking about here. Like, I got real problems with this guy at work, and you're not even listening to me. And he told me, why don't you focus on AA and let the other stuff sort itself out? And I did that, and made it very clear to me that he wasn't going to keep me sober, and no amount of meetings I went to were going to keep me sober. That my dependence and my sobriety was dependent on my relationship with a higher power. And that book, you heard our literature guy talk about it, that it's in there, and we do agnostics, you know, that's the main purpose. There's a lot of purposes for that book, but the main purpose is to develop a relationship with a higher power. I've been running on self-will so long that I need something that can relieve my alcoholism. And like I mentioned about the, there's a solution about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I have some aptitudes and abilities that I misuse, and they never goes well. So I continue to go through the steps with my sponsor, and I don't remember him ever telling me about, you know, getting commitments. I kind of just watched what other people did, and they were staying sober. They were leading useful lives, and they were happy, and I believed it was working in their life. So I took commitments. I raised my hand for things, and I wasn't drinking, and it was like one day I went to bed, and I was doing my prayers at night, and I hadn't thought about drinking that day, and I was like, wow, well, and I didn't even think about hurting anybody or strangling anybody, nothing like that. Like, it was a good day, and it was like magic. Like, it just happened on no effort on my part. As I went through the steps, I finally got honest with another man, with my sponsor, and I wrote down all that stuff I was scared to admit and talk about and wasn't going to go to the grave with. He didn't call the cops. He didn't. He did laugh at some things, but he didn't call the cops and shun me and tell me to get out of there. He related his experience and his story and made me feel welcome. From that point on, I was convinced there were some things that happened in there. It's not the common practice. You know, it talks about that sometimes we were the educational variety, but there were some things that happened during my fifth step that I couldn't explain. You know, other than there was something there, a higher power at work. I kind of went full bore after that and started making amends and started trying to help people out. I have a real hard time, like, believing that I'm good enough. You know, I have that deep-seated shame feeling about myself that I'm not good enough, that I'm somebody's better. Ultimately, my only responsibility is to kind of do what was done for me. It's funny because I'm so selfish, and this program goes against everything I used to believe. You know, and I have to give this stuff away. All this experience that I have and things that I've done or along the way is like I have to give that away to somebody else so I can stay sober. I have this relationship with a higher power now that is amazing. AA opened me up to that. It gave me a higher power. I lead a useful life today, and I like to think I'm a little bit better of a husband, a father, a friend. I actually have love in my life, and I'm grateful for that. And it's all because of Alcoholics Anonymous and the people in here that showed me how to do it. So I'm going to sit down, shut up, and see what Jerry has to say.